Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her client had inherited her grandmother's ring and came to her to have it redesigned. But it seemed that the grandmother wasn't very happy with that idea.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, we have... Let me do that over this second. Her client, gosh darn it, I can't do anything right. Okay, I'm going to get it together right here, right now.
Okay.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her client had inherited her grandmother's ring, came to her to have it redesigned, but it seemed her grandmother wasn't too happy with that idea.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. You can call in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts and you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. If you want to sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories, you could go that way or even get information at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today, and I love this story.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you. I love you so much.
Love you so much, Kathy Gordon.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
thanks.
I do, and that's public knowledge, but this story is so good. It is just like, this is kind of, I don't know, like I have one of those rings. It was our dad's girlfriend's first engagement ring. And she was much older than he was. And so this ring is from 1938. And I actually did have it redesigned because it broke and I had to have it redesigned. But I love the ring. And so this kind of made me think, like, what if she wouldn't have wanted me to have it redesigned? This could have ended up much differently than me wearing this ring right now.
I also knew her myself. And if she did not like the idea that you redesigned that ring, you would have known.
Oh, don't you think so?
Oh, Willie would have told you.
She would not have been happy.
That was her name, Willie, Willetta. But she would have, anytime you did, you know, she wasn't happy with something, you knew about it. But I mean, we loved her.
Yeah.
She was an awesome person. I'm not, you know, saying that's bad, but you knew where you stood with Willie. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know.
So yeah, if she wouldn't have wanted me to redesign this ring, and I felt like I had no choice. I loved the ring, and the band broke, and
yeah,
you know, I wanted to keep wearing it. So this is a cool story, and creepy. So it says, I've always been very open to the idea of the paranormal, but never had any experiences of my own until about a year ago. I am a self-employed jeweler working out of my home studio in Canada, mostly doing shows and craft fairs, but sometimes taking on commission work for those necessary cash boosts. One day, I received a call from a woman, let's call her Sarah, who had inherited a beautiful diamond and sapphire ring from her grandmother who had recently passed. The gold band was old and worn, and the ring itself was very old-fashioned. So after a lengthy consultation, we decided that instead of repairing the band, I would use the stones and design a new piece more suited to her style. Having spent such a long time discussing possible ideas, Sarah had fallen behind schedule and left in a hurry, accidentally leaving the ring with me. As I have a hidden and secure safe in the house, we agreed that I would hold on to it over the long weekend and she would pick it up the following Tuesday. I immediately got cracking on the project and had come up with several promising designs by that evening. Tired but satisfied, I tumbled into bed around 1 a.m. and I instantly fell into a deep sleep. I remember very little of my dreams that night except the image of a stern-looking older woman of about 60 in black Victorian clothing staring at me severely. Thinking nothing of it the next morning, I awoke, went to my studio, where I found my sketchbook and pencils scattered across the floor. Although I am usually diligent about locking my studio each night, I figured I had forgotten to close the door properly in my tired state, and one of the cats had been up to mischief. Blame it on the cats.
Cats. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Cats.
Yeah, I would have done the exact same thing. Tidying up the mess, I didn't give it a second thought and spent the day completing some other projects which required my attention. Although I dreamt of the woman again that night, the weekend passed uneventfully. On Sunday evening, I returned to my sketchbook and started to lay down some more ideas for the new ring. After a couple of hours, I suddenly heard my boyfriend calling my name from the kitchen. Thinking he was going to offer me a glass of wine, I wandered in to discover that he was actually outside, tinkering in his workshop, and denied having called me at all. Returning to the den, I found my sketchbook laying haphazardly in the corner of the room as if thrown in anger, with several pages crinkled like someone had tried to tear them out unsuccessfully. So she gets called by who she thinks her boyfriend and comes back and finds her sketchbook like that. The cat, old and fat and usually docile, was having what can only be described as a shit fit, hissing, spitting, and fluffed up to twice his normal size, staring wildly around the room. I could not calm him down. Freaked, I called my boyfriend back into the house and described what had happened, only to have him laugh and question the amount of wine I had already drunk. That night, I had vivid dreams of the old woman again. She never spoke, just stared at me with a severe expression. The following morning, I was feeling restless and on edge as I went to retrieve the ring from the safe. As soon as I entered the study, I saw the panel behind which the safe was hidden was askew and the safe door was wide open with the contents strewn across the floor. Panicking, I scrambled around trying to collect everything. Thankfully, it was mostly empty as I keep any really pricey stuff at the bank when I noticed Sarah's grandmother's ring placed carefully on the desk next to my laptop. Despite feeling completely uneasy about this project, we needed the money and I had no idea how to go about telling someone they had haunted jewelry. So that afternoon, I sat down in my studio to start unsetting the stones. Before I had even picked up my tools, I heard a loud banging on the outside door, which remains locked at all times. Thinking my boyfriend had forgotten his key, I went to let him in, only to find out there was no one there. There was, in fact, no one on the property at all. I was alone. Upset, I was returning to my bench when I was suddenly shoved by invisible hands hard enough so that I stumbled and almost fell. That was it. Standing up, almost in tears, I said out loud, "I don't know who you are, but I promise I will not touch your ring. Please leave. You are not welcome here." I put the ring away. I called Sarah to come and collect it immediately, but she was out of town for the long weekend. Nothing more happened, but that night I dreamt of the woman again, except this time she was wearing the ring. Luckily, Sarah was very understanding when I told her of the events of that weekend, she herself being sympathetic to the paranormal. Apparently, the ring had originally belonged to her great-great-grandmother. And although she doesn't have any pictures, we agreed it's probably that is who I saw in my dreams. Over the next 6 months, Sarah took the ring to two other jewelers who had similar experiences to mine, and she has now decided to keep the ring as is, although I don't think she has much choice. Emma, that's a good one, isn't it?
That is a good one. That's a really good story, actually. Though, you know, I kind of hope that when I die, that I don't worry about worldly possessions.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't, you know, I kind of hope I leave it. I kind of hope that if I've left things, then whoever gets them does what they will with them, makes them theirs, enjoys them. I hate to think that you're wrapped up about it. Am I missing something here? But you know what I mean? Like, to be so upset about a ring being changed or something. I think it would be sweet that they would say, you know, I've got to make it mine, but it'll still always be from you.
But you and know? I are kind of caring, compassionate people.
True.
Maybe this woman
I like to think so anyway.
Well, I do. But this woman, she just might have been mean.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, that was my ring. Who are you to mess with my ring? But I just think that is like such a creepy story.
Yeah. And then nobody else could do it either because they had problems with it. Whoever else she took it to, same sort of situation.
And if you were Sarah, I don't even know that I'd want the ring at that point.
Yeah, the negativity surrounding it. Yeah,
because it came from her grandmother, who she probably had a great relationship with.
Yeah.
Because she left her this beautiful ring. But then the great-great-grandmother ain't about that.
Yeah.
And it had been fine, maybe passed down through the generations, because nobody had changed the ring.
Yeah. But, you know, I just like to think that when I die, I'm not wrapped up in things.
Oh, seriously. I would not give two shits outside of my pets. Everything else.
Yeah, I just
sell
want my pets
off.
To be taken care of. But, you know, but even them, I realize, had to go somewhere else to live and be safe and taken care of and probably have to live a new routine, not my old routine or not my old life, you know. So I'm just hoping that, you know, we hear this a lot with remodeling in houses that seems to stir up stuff. And it's like, I get it. And, you know, that you could put a lot of time and effort into something. But yet at the same time, gosh, I hope I can let that go when it's my time.
Now, I probably will. If I have pets when I die, I'm just going to put this out there. I probably will be haunting whoever has my pets.
Oh, great, because you've told me that's me.
Yeah, so yeah, there you go. Right. But you know what? I'll be helpful. You'll be like, hey, Carol, I'm going to be gone a little longer today. Just open the back door and let the dogs out.
That could work.
I mean, that could be good.
Yeah,
I'm not going to clean up after the cats, but maybe I would. I'll make sure they have food.
Now, see, there you go. See, now you're being helpful. You're not being a mean old lady who's mad because something isn't done her way. You're being very nice. You're going, okay, Kathy, you know, I will give you a hand.
I got the dogs. Go have some fun today.
I love that.
Well, let's listen to one more story. Here it is.
My name is Jonah from Illinois, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about something I experienced as a child. I was about 8 or 9 years old, and my mom had just bought me one of those train alarm clocks, you know, the little train that went into the like giant mountain kind of cave thing and came back out. It had a pretty distinct alarm when it went off in the morning, and I set that on my bedside, and one night after school and all of my homework was done, I felt a little more tired than usual and decided to go to bed early. And in the middle of the night, I had woken up, and like every child, or, you know, I felt anxious for whatever reason. And I had a bunk bed at the time, and I kept my alarm clock like on my bed mattress, because it was like small enough to fit and I wouldn't knock it off in the middle of the night. I looked over the side of the bed, and on the ground looked like a child, but he was wearing a black hood and what appeared to be a robe, and he was holding his legs in his arms. And he was sitting up, just rocking very slowly to himself. And it petrified me. I could not move. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't say anything. My eyes were fixated on him. The thing that has always stuck with me, though, is that it did not look human. It was blue. It was glowing this odd nuclear blue. And its color was irradiating off of the walls around the room. So the room kind of had a blue hue to it. He didn't have a mouth or a nose. And he just had two empty wells where eyes should be. Just these pits that went into its face. It seemed like they went nowhere. It was very scary. And it was just rocking on the floor. And as soon as I shuffled my feet under the covers out of fear, it turned its head and looked up at me and then looked back straight and kept rocking. And I couldn't do anything. So stiff as a board, I just wobbled sideways away from the side of the bed and turned towards the wall and fell asleep and woke up the next morning and nothing was there. No sign of anything. No, you know, scratches on me or my brother who was in the room at the same time. And to this day, I've never been able to explain that. And that's kind of sparked my interest in the paranormal and, you know, the supernatural. So I hope you enjoyed my story. It'd be pretty nifty if it was featured on the show. But otherwise, thank you for having me.
Well, I don't know what he woke up and saw, because it sounds like he was definitely awake.
Yeah.
And definitely stuck with him all these years later.
And whatever it was seemed to be conscious of him because it turned and looked at him.
Uh-huh. I thought it was weird, creepy. The part about it kind of illuminating, like, yeah, the bluish light or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, kind of lighting up the room. Because normally you hear of it was a dark figure. You don't hear of it being kind of fluorescent.
Kind of glowy.
Yeah. But I guess we have heard of that, I'm sure. But you just don't hear of that very often.
And it's weird that it seems to only, because I'm taking that this was the only time this has happened. Because he would have mentioned that it happened again, you know.
Yeah.
In the story.
Or at least he would have said, and I've had many experiences since then. I will call back in at another time.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that.
You know, yeah. Or the, you know, he didn't mention particularly anything else with his family or his house or, you know, that he seemed to be scared to, you know, move around in the house or something.
I think it would be after that, but I guess eventually, yeah. He says he went back to sleep, didn't he?
Yeah. I think it maybe by the way he talked, you know, he finally fell asleep, but you're right. I think it's the fact that this has just stayed with him all these years that makes it so convincing.
Yeah.
To me.
Do you think it could have been just a very vivid dream?
Oh.
Maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Gosh, it just...
Because I'm telling you, if my cat meows in the middle of the night, or, you know, my one cat always wants treats in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Then you're awake for... A woman of a certain age, you're awake for the next 5 hours. It's like, well, great. Mm-hmm. Might as well get up. But it's funny, you can have an experience like that as a kid and go back to sleep.
Yes, Dad could never go back to sleep.
No, I'd be awake for the next several nights, because then the next night I'd be like, if I fall asleep, I'm going to wake up and see that blue, glowy, shiny thing.
Yeah, with the big hollow eyes.
Yeah. I don't know. It couldn't, you know, it's just hard to tell. I think sometimes when you're a kid, you might have a really vivid dream. Could be. But then I also think when you're a kid, you're more open to seeing the other side.
I do too. And then I think sometimes the older you get, the more you lose that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So I don't know. It just sounds to me like he's thought about it all these years and he doesn't know what it was.
Yeah, so, I agree. I think it had to have been something.
Glowy paranormal thing.
I'd go with paranormal on this.
I'm going to do that too. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the massive archive. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it.
At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.